Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, hello there, and you join us here today because things are changing. There were once watches we couldn't get, but now we can. All of the watches you'll see here today are available on sale in the Drop 7 promotion over at Watchfinder. Check out the link in the description below. Tom, we've discussed over the last few years how difficult it is to get some watches because of availability, and due to that availability, the rising prices of those watches. Well, things are starting to change, and it's starting to look like now is becoming a good time to pick up some of those watches we've been putting off for so long. How does that make you feel?
Good, yes. If I can walk into a boutique and buy the watch I want for RRP, that's great. But I don't have the money, or the time, or the inclination to go outside. But I'm sure other watch buyers will be happy about these trends.
And if you can buy them brand new at RRP, readily available, it means you can save some money buying pre-owned as well. And so what we've done today is find 10 different watches that actually caught us by surprise in their affordability. We're going to go through those right now, Tom. Why don't you start us off?
Starting off with a big boy, this is the Rolex Deep Sea. Big boy because it's a Rolex and they're the big boys, and Deep Sea because that's one of the biggest Rolexes. Not quite the biggest, that's the Deep Sea Challenge, but this one is 44 millimeters in diameter, launched in 2008 for all the your like abyss exploring needs, I guess. It's a serious diver in steel and titanium with a water resistance of 3,900 meters. That's longer than three LeBron Jameses, probably. Features, obviously, you've got a very, you've got the famous Rolex Submariner kind of vibes, but kind of beefed up. You've got the ceramic bezel and the infamous Rehaut ring. So usually retails for about £1,200, £11,950 RRP. But now we're seeing nearly 30% off, down to £8,610. So that's a good trajectory for a big Rolex.
If you want to channel your inner Jimmy Cameron with a big beefy diver, this isn't the blue faded gradient one that he popularized, but it is a big boy dive watch. The titanium case back saves no weight at all. It is very much a chunky wear, but at nearly 30% off RRP, it's starting to look tempting. Speaking of tempting, Tom, JLC, the Juge Le Coultre boys, they are masters of the luxury dive watch, and the Polaris is no exception to that. Originally launched in the 1960s, it was JLC's take on making a dive watch, but making it really techie. So, internal bezel ring. And also, on the original, the Memovox Polaris, it had an alarm as well. So if you were diving along and your oxygen ran out, you would hear an alarm to tell you. How techy is that? This version doesn't have the alarm. It is just the plain Jane Polaris. But nevertheless, in 42mm stainless steel with 200 meters of water resistance, it is a very pretty and very well-engineered thing. Today, it costs around £9,150 for the most recent version. But if you buy one pre-owned, you can now get one almost 40% off of RRP. So I think if you're looking for a cool dive watch alternative to the usual contenders, and you want it to be wearable with a suit as well as with your jogging bottoms and your diving outfit, this is a really, really good option, and you can save a lot of money.
Yeah. A sporty, everyday JLC for around £5,000 is a really cool proposition. So, yeah, that's nice. So, moving on next then to the Audemars Piguet Code 1159. So, Audemars Piguet were kind of a bit worried about their brand image and thought they were maybe regarded as a bit of a one-trick pony, and everyone only knew them for the Royal Oak. So, they created the Code 1159, and now they're known as the brand that makes the Royal Oak and the other one, the Code 1159. So it's a 41mm white gold watch launched in 2019, and it was mixed opinions when it released. It wasn't the second pillar they were looking for, unfortunately, but it does have some interesting features, and I think it's quite cool looking, actually. So to move away from the Royal Oak, they gave this watch 8 sides. But you can't really see it. It's not like the octagonal Jesse Genta watch that we're all familiar with. It actually, you can only see the 8 sides from the side, and the dial itself appears circular and traditional. You've got hollow lugs, which are quite cool, and a really, really lovely domed crystal as well. There's the caliber 4302 inside. Now, usually this watch retails for over £30,000, but now you can get it for over 30% off that RRP. So yeah, again, another good trajectory for a somewhat desirable watch if you like to stick it to the fusspots and the naysayers, which I do.
Audemars Piguet's loss is everyone else's gain. It might not be the kind of watch that you would pick up at RRP, but with a significant chunk off, over 30%, this other watch, Royal Oak and the other one, starts to become quite a tempting proposition. It is still an Audemars Piguet and built to the standards of that big three brand.
That's true. Maybe it'll be like what the Aquanaut is to the Nautilus. People will start buying up the 1159 and actually it will become quite desirable and people will be like, you know what? It's pretty good.
Moving on to a watch that was incredibly hard to get at launch. This is the Omega Seamaster No Time to Die in 42mm in titanium. It had very sumptuous vintage coloration and the military broad arrow front and back, which some found contentious because that's only supposed to be on military issued watches, which this wasn't. But we'll let it pass because James Bond is fun. But what made this watch really, really popular is the fact that there is very little to no reference to James Bond on it, except a little logo on the case back. You don't get to see the movement inside, but that's kind of in keeping with the military look and feel. But at the very least, you didn't get the dancing James Bond that you saw on the 60-year anniversary watch. Put all of this together, and this has been one of the most popular Seamasters of recent times, and that drove the price up above RRP. The RRP is £8,400. Now I'm happy to say you can pick these up for over 25% less than RRP. So starting to become a tempting proposition for those Bond fans who really want to channel their inner spy.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's one of Omega's best watches, actually. Sort of stealthy and warm at the same time, which I haven't seen anyone pull off since my nan was a ninja back in the day.
I don't remember that, but of course I wouldn't.
No. So moving on now to the Tudor Black Bay Pro. This was a very popular watch when it released in 2022, and it flew off the shelves almost immediately. Tudor very shrewdly saw a gap in the market and filled it, much to everyone's delight, with this 39mm steel watch that sort of apes the early Rolex Explorer watches that were sort of devised for cave diving and cave dwelling and just general cave merriment. So it's a nice compact, sturdy kind of tool watch aesthetic with 200 meters of water resistance and those 70s vintage Explorer vibes. There's nice knurling on the crown and some lovely chunky ceramic loom dots on the dial. Nice compact size, nice and small, wears really comfortably on the wrist. Tiny bit thick for some people, but I think overall this is a really, really handsome watch. RRP is around £3,520, but was much, much higher than that due to the demand. Now it's dropping off down to almost 30% off that RRP again. So yes, these are positive changes.
Yeah, it is. People looking to buy this kind of watch now can, which is always a positive thing.
Huzzah!
And the real claim to fame of this watch is that Steve McQueen also didn't wear this one.
Yes, I love stuff that is named after Steve McQueen that he had no association with.
Tom, another release from 2022, the Oris Pro Pilot X, a really great addition from Oris that does a lot of things that few other watches do. This is 39mm in titanium, so very rugged and lightweight, with those angles there that look a bit like a stealth fighter, like it could sneak off your wrist and go and take pictures of Russia from high up in the air. It also has the in-house caliber 400, which is very, very unusual because not only is it a unique caliber to Oris, which is great, it has 120 hours of power reserve, which normal people call 5 days. Most other watches will have a couple of days, maybe 3 days if you're lucky, but a solid 5 days. It will last you through the week, so you can pick it up at the weekend and enjoy being a Pro Pilot X at the weekend, whatever that is.
Yeah.
The great thing is, if you are looking to buy one, the RRP is £3,500, but you can get them now for almost 40% off, which starts to make it a very, very tempting proposition at just a bit over £2,000.
Next, we've got another Rolex, the lamentably deleted Rolex Cellini, supplanted by the 1908, which is filling the ornate, dressier gap in Rolex's catalogue. So this isn't a 1908, it is discontinued, but it's still an indelible watch on the mind. This is a 39mm white gold watch. It's got a lovely 1930s Art Deco appeal, and it's named after an Italian sculptor, also called Cellini, and he only worked with gold. He must have had a lot of it about in his house. That's Italian sculptors for you, probably. So launched in 1968 originally as a sort of luxury arm of the Rolex brand, and so it remained for a long time. And Barack Obama actually wore one, if you needed more convincing. The 1908 is around £20,000. So for a pre-owned Cellini, you can see over 50% off of that price. Really cool.
Again, Rolex's loss is everyone else's gain. It was never the most popular watch, the Cellini, but actually its construction, the quality of it was slightly higher than your typical Rolex watch. And I think these are a real bargain. A solid gold Rolex watch for 50% off of the equivalent contemporary model today. And of course, who doesn't want to rock the Barack Obama look?
Yes, thanks Obama.
Tom, we're back with Omega because there are still more bargains to be had. In this case with the Constellation Globemaster, the double barrel named watch in 39mm of steel. You get 100 meters of water resistance, so it's a great daily wear. And it has a pie pan dial, just like the first 1952 Constellation, which legend has was left on a windowsill to cool and someone stole. On the back of the case, commonly known as the case back, there is a picture of an observatory. Why? Well, back in the day, the time was measured from the night sky by the observatories, and the observatories would have the master time from which timekeepers would come and collect that time and take it back to their clocks in their local towns. Because the home of time was those constellations, as watchmakers got more accurate with their watches, they would send their watches to the observatories to have their accuracy rated, and there were chronometer trials where many of these different brands would compete with each other to see who was most accurate. The little star on the dial is an indicator of those awards, and so the Constellation name stuck. Why it's called the Globemaster, I have no idea. So this watch, Tom, has an RRP today of £7,400, which is really getting up there for some of these Omega watches.
That's a lot.
However, the market has deemed that to be too high because you can get these watches now for over 45% off, so less than £4,000, which feels a bit more realistic for attempting your wallet to buy one of these lovely watches.
Now you're talking my language. Right. Again, we have another Tudor. This is the Black Bay Chrono. So this is all the fun of the Black Bay line, but now with some added chronograph fun. So in 41mm steel, you've got the famous snowflake hands, the hands heard around the world. It's just an hour hand with a square on the end. It's got the Breitling caliber inside, screw-down pushers, and it just looks like a bit of a bargain budget Daytona, which is all we can hope for, really, to fulfill our Daytona dreams. Retails for £4,640, but now we're seeing over 20% off that RRP. So that's good pre-owned buying.
Again, this is a watch that used to be above RRP. The availability made it a very difficult watch to get, and so it was trading for higher prices than you would want to pay. That's changed. Like many of the other watches we're talking about today, we're seeing that shift go from above RRP to below RRP. So if you've been sitting on this watch and thinking you'd like to get it when it becomes more available, now it is. Over 20% off of that RRP. Tom, to wrap this conversation up with a bit of a surprise, this is a Big Three integrated watch, the Vacheron Constantin Overseas. Some might say, of the Overseas, Royal Oak and Nautilus, the nicest of the three, with the Maltese cross motif into the bezel and the bracelet. A very, very elegant looking thing. It's 41mm in stainless steel with the caliber 5100 inside, which gives you 60 hours of power reserve. The design is based on the original 222 of 1976, which was the integrated bandwagon watch from Vacheron the first time around. The 222 does also exist alongside this and is an incredibly difficult watch to get, but this one isn't, because with an RRP of £24,100, it's quite a hard watch to get, or at least it used to be, because now you can pick these up for 15% less than RRP. Who'd have thought the day would have come? Here it is, the tides have changed. This, for me, now becomes the one to get out of those Big Three integrated watches, because you can actually save a bit of cash on it. If you're buying it for keeps, that's what you want.
Yes, it's good. It's good to know that you're actually buying for less than what it is new, which is the right way round, isn't it?
Exactly. So there you go. 10 watches that are now looking much more comfortable on the old wallet. Let me know if there are any watches that you have seen that are now much cheaper than you expected down in the comments below. Thank you so much for watching. Please do check out Watchfinder and the Drop 7 campaign to find all of these watches at those delicious prices. And we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.